Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by the CW. Watch new episodes of Batwoman on Sundays at 8, 7 Central and Nancy Drew on Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central, or stream both for free on the CW app.
You or Draylor? Yeah.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
Rise and shine.
I'm thinking about it as I'm like, who's gonna say it first?
I will spend the entire recording
rise and shine. Why is it so funny?
Because it's humanizing. I mean, it's like humanizing. She's
no, I think you're
it's not
right.
Bad. It's not bad. It's real and raw in a way the Kardashians are never real and raw. I think that's a big part of it.
Well, they are real and raw, but like there are moments to them where they reveal things that they're truly, truly bad at. For Kim, it's also singing. Like Kim Kardashian's a terrible singer, like horrendous singer. And not that Kylie's a bad singer, but Rise and Shine, the way that she sings it is so tone deaf.
Rise and shine.
Kim has embraced her badness at singing, you know, in a way that I don't think Kylie had when she recorded this. I think there was an authenticity to Kylie saying, rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
That isn't typically there in Kylie content. And I think it's sort of jarring, but then it's really funny the way that people instantly latched onto it and turned it into the funniest meme of the month. The funniest meme of the month.
So is it funny that it's not funny, but because of our like culture being, we're just hilarious now?
Because of how funny teens are, it's now the funniest thing that's ever happened.
Rise,
okay. And shine.
Rise and shine.
I'm not even sure if that's a lucid explanation of what this is, but in case you don't know, Kylie Jenner released yet another really long video about like a day in the life, but it's a tour of her Kylie Cosmetics office. And at the very end, she goes into Stormy's room, which is just like a conference room without windows with the crib in it. It looks like a torture chamber.
Like, it's just a... They're like, let's see Stormy's room. And it's like a crib in a huge room.
It looks like an inhumane, illegal prison cell, like, without a window, you know?
It does. Like,
if you pan a little bit, there's, like, a broken air conditioner and, like, a toilet that doesn't work.
Right. Like, it's true.
So she walks in and turns on the light and Stormy's in her crib and Kylie says, rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
And then like it immediately cuts to her like carrying her around the office. Teens latched onto it and made memes of Kylie singing, rise and shine. Ariana Grande has made fun of it on her Instagram. Kim laughs at it. They've always owned ridicule, you know? They always flip it back and are like, LOL, we are embarrassing. You know, that's always been the Kardashian MO. And they're doing it now.
Right, which I guess for me makes it even more enjoyable because... As we've seen, memes can be a little bit destructive when they're not nice.
The Rise and Shine palette coming soon to Kylie Cosmetics, you know?
I know. I hate it, but I also don't mind it at this point.
And it'll sell like, out in 30 seconds.
Maybe I used to find that annoying. Like, oh, they like it, so it's like bad now. But now I'm kind of finding it like it's comforting in a weird way, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're terrible. They're terrible.
Yeah, no, they're terrible.
You know, there's so
they're
many
terrible.
Worse things than Kylie
I was just
saying,
cracking up.
Rise and shine. My favorite one is... testing out my custom Kylie Jenner Rise and Shine alarm ringtone. This is my favorite
Rise
one, and it's just a screen recording of an iPhone just looking very, you know, blank, silent. Then suddenly the notification appears in the top and it scrolls down and says alarm, and it's just a repeating
Rise and Shine. Rise and shine.
It's really
funny. Mine is my
Which
favorite
one?
Is bitches in Chernobyl waking their family up to tell them about the explosion. It sounds like this.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Because you see, that's double topical. That's the joke.
People actually died in Chernobyl, Lindsay.
Okay, but Chernobyl HBO aired last, you know, last month on HBO or whatever. Whatever.
Rise and shine.
It's very funny. It's great because it's just not, it's nonsense. Anyways.
You know who rose and flipped? Helen Hunt. she was in a car accident, and I really freaked me out. It was one of the first things I saw on Twitter this morning. It said Helen Hunt is now recovering after her car flipped over in a traffic accident. And I clicked, I screamed, I clicked, and I was very worried. Because, you know, Mad About You, she's in the middle of recording Mad About You, the new season. She's fine.
That's why I was like, why'd you put this in here? She's fine.
Flipped and fine.
Okay.
Stop.
There's video. TMZ got a hold of the video. And
I'm
it's
sure
like,
they got a hold of the video.
You see the Suburban just like go flomp. It doesn't do a full 180. It does a 90. But still, a 90 scary.
Remember when Helen Hunt directed a movie about surfing?
Loves surfing.
She's kind of them-y. I don't even know why you put this in here.
Because it's our show. We can do whatever. It's Kylie's themmy.
I know.
Rise and shine.
The meme is not themmy.
The meme is a little hooey.
Stormy's a who. Okay. What else did you put in here? Jennifer Lawrence getting married, wedding cook Maroney.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I didn't actually mean to put that in
There's
there.
There's a menu.
I thought the menu would be funny, but it's actually not very funny.
story of my life.
They have a.
It's like normal.
Do you know what their main course options are? Either wood roasted fish with herbs and lemon infused butter, or 5 week aged leg of beef with forager sauce.
I love that you were like, it's not funny or good, and then you clicked it and read it to me. Okay, that's normal. Fish or meat, I guess.
They're gonna have a s'more bar.
I mean, what's so remarkable about Jennifer Lawrence is that you thought she was like unique and interesting and cool, but turns out like all of her interests are not that. So
no.
The end. Right?
It's fine. I just also, it's great TMZ art. It's really good TMZ art.
Meat or fish? Which, am I supposed to click this? I don't want to click this.
Meat or fish?
Me as a waiter at J-Law's wedding.
Meat or fish? How did you get here? I bet she pays her caterer as well. She probably pays well. I feel like Jennifer Lawrence is a really good tipper.
She says, please sing the Kylie Jenner Rise and Shine song.
Just all about humiliating waiters, but compensating them well. Like, she wants to put them through the ringer, but she also, you know, slips them an extra 100 at the end of the night.
Yeah,
each of them.
Whatever. It's worth it. It's worth it. You gotta do it.
What a bitch. I'd do another job for her in a heartbeat, you know?
Beef or fish. Okay. Can I clear your plate?
Me, when Jennifer Lawrence job offer comes in, I accept.
See, it's worked for everything. The stupid thing is, I'll find this funny for 48 more hours, and then I will never remember it again.
I'll forget about it. W9.
Okay.
Okay, we have some comments. This is Who's There. This is our weekly call-in show where we take your questions, comments, and concerns at 619 Who Them. We play some of them. We don't play all of them, but we love each and every one of them. Let's start with this comment.
Wait, before you play it, can I just say one
announcement,
thing?
Announcement.
I know that koalas don't eat bamboo. I just had a brain fart. Like, if you were also, you know, telling quote unquote jokes off the cuff for hours at a time, you would also forget that koalas do eat eucalyptus and not bamboo.
We have to stop apologizing because someone called me out because when I said, we listen to all your calls, don't stop calling in, don't be upset. They were like, you sounded like Halsey telling people not to swerve them.
You did. And then really sweet people were like, called in and were like, you shouldn't even be mad about that. You don't need that. Don't let that stress you out. And I was like, don't worry. It's not stressing us out. It's fine. Does it stress you out?
No, it doesn't stress me out. Okay, should we also say that tickets to New Jersey are on sale? Our tour guy, the guy who does our tour, was like, you should do a show in New Jersey. That's not actually what he sounds like.
That's not what he sounds like.
Because the Brooklyn show sold out, and he was like, I can get you a venue in New Jersey.
Well, you know what's so great about New Jersey show is that people who didn't get tickets to the two New York shows that sold out now have to go to New Jersey. And I'm sorry, I didn't make the rules. This is how we're doing it.
Those are the rules.
You get to go to New Jersey the day before. It's Jersey City. It's nice there.
NJ Transit, Kobe Smulders.
Hi, I grew up in Portland and still live there, and I had to pause to tell you guys the craziest shit about this town. So Portland was called Stumptown in the, like, when white people started moving here, because there were so many trees and everyone was too lazy to dig the stumps out. So people were just living around. They cut down the trees, just stumps galore all over town. And it's kind of funny, and I'm kind of surprised that people know about Stumptown for the coffee, which is great, and it's a lot better than being known for being too lazy to dig a stump out of the ground. Also, in third grade at my elementary school, we did a play called Portland, a musical, and there was a song about the Stumps, and it goes like this. Stumptown, Stumptown, Portland Stumps are the best. The men are too lazy to pull the Stumps out. We're the laughing stock of the West.
Gotta say, I like that song more
that
than Rise and Shine.
Stumptown, Oregon doesn't work as well.
A lot of people called about this. It's really great to know. I couldn't believe it. When I did not believe it at first. And then I Googled it and I was like, oh, this is actually true. This is very true. They went through a period of like extreme and quick, rapid economic growth, population growth. So they needed to clear the land quickly. But when they cleared the land, they didn't get rid of the Stumps because they didn't have enough people to do both new construction and stump removal. So the Stumps just stayed there for a long time until they had the manpower to get rid of them. Fascinating.
I love history. I love to learn.
Josh is going to love this episode. It's about history.
Yeah, love history. Love history. Thank you so much for that information.
I heard Josh in the bathroom this morning. And
I don't need to hear stories about Josh in the bathroom.
No, but he was listening to Who Weekly, like at 1.5x, iconic. Wow. And I heard like a Julian Huff. We were talking about Julian Huff's dogs. And then I could hear occasional like.
He was laughing.
An occasional like.
It's honestly fuck that Josh listens to Who Weekly at all.
No, it is.
Like, it's totally fucked.
Every time I'm like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, like, it's not your burden to bear. Don't you get enough?
I did try to find audio of that Portland song. It sounds like it's very niche. It's very, a minor musical.
Unlike Rise and Shine, it's really prevalent.
The original cast album was never released. So, unfortunately, I can't give you, like, a high-quality version of that. You'll just have to focus on this wonderful caller's interpretation. I love it. Next call.
Hi, Who Weekly. Long time. This is your Roman history correspondent. I wanted to call in because I am 39 weeks pregnant, which makes me effectively heavily pregnant, maybe even more pregnant than Rebecca Vardy. I just wanted to say I absolutely cannot do any of the normal things that normal women can do, such as walking up a flight of stairs, not getting winded on the phone. I'm like losing my breath right now. However, I could sit in a chair and I could commit a social media crime once per minute and I could not be stopped. And I have a lot of time to do that. So, just wanted to clarify. Thanks. It is ... me in Greece. Bye.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
She combined two memes. I got it.
The hooligans love combining memes.
The science is, yes, I'm heavily pregnant, quote unquote, and I also could do a social media crime, which is what we said. Being heavily pregnant does not mean you can't commit social media crimes.
This caller is like, not only am I going to give birth tomorrow, I will fuck anything up.
Being pregnant, that has no that
social
is no
crime.
That has no standing on how I can commit social media crime.
Proud of her.
This whole episode is just gonna have us singing throughout it. Like it's in my head. It's taking control of my brain.
And it wasn't until this morning because I had seen it over the past couple days. But it's, I don't know. Memes are more funny when you're laughing about them with someone else. And so, it wasn't until I was on the phone with you that I was revisiting them and being like, wow, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
No, and it wasn't funny to me until last night at like 10 p.m. when I sent Avalos a voice note that was like me snorting, laughing, being like, this is a really good meme. I feel like you'd enjoy it.
I'm going to send him a voice note right now on the thread on the show. It'll be very meta. Here we go.
It's his birthday also. You should wish him a happy birthday.
It's his birthday today?
Yes.
Fuck. It's not on my calendar. I'm going to do it right now.
Rise and shine, it's your birthday.
This is called Coyote's Deaf A Julian Huff's Dogs.mp3.
Hey, you know, gotta get to the point.
Hi, just calling to pitch a theory about the death of Julian Huff's dogs. I remember a while ago you guys talked on one episode about how in LA coyotes are everywhere. And maybe it's mountain lions. I think it's coyotes. I don't know. But they're everywhere. And they kill people's pets, like, all the time. And Jennifer Garner at least claimed that that was how her chicken, Regina George, died. I think we all believe that Jennifer Garner just killed her chicken. But Julianne Howe lives in L.A., And perhaps that is what happened. All right. Good form, Bella Thorne.
Julianne Howe, it's thank you for actually using past episodes of Who Weekly to remind us that we knew the answer all along, which is 110% Julianne Huff lives in the hills, Hollywood Hills, and the most common way that they lose dogs up there is to coyotes. And that actually, now that you say that, that is the answer. That makes way more sense than anything we
I think
were
the only reason I my mind didn't go right there, because we've talked about coyotes killing dogs so many times in the past, as you said, but
so many times.
I think the only reason my mind didn't go there is because when that happens to a celebrity, they just tell the world, like, killed by coyotes.
Right. So it's strange, so tragic
that she didn't include that in the caption.
That's true. Why wouldn't you share what happened?
Maybe she feels guilty about it. Maybe there's a sensitivity there. I could see her, but I could also see her wanting to be like, attention people in Los Angeles, keep your little dogs inside when you're not supervised. Like, you know, including some sort of PSA.
Right. Like, why not educate people about, maybe she's still processing it.
Maybe she's waiting to give people the exclusive, you know, maybe she's going to partner with the coyote mauling prevention department of the LA chapter of the ASPCA. Maybe she's waiting to get her partnership with them.
The Harley and Lexi anti-coyote, you know, foundation started
it'll be
by
a
Julianne
next, it'll be in next month's El Bulgaria, I'm sure. So one of those things. But it makes the most sense. It makes more sense than Derek Huff dancing into them. So
it was actually Julianne accidentally dancing into them, being the motive, which...
But thank you for calling and, you know, getting our ass in gear, because we should have speculated about that.
I think that is the answer. I mean, we were kind of in comedy mode, although this is not funny in terms of guessing. But that's the most reasonable answer. That's what happens in Los Angeles. And also it's a reason why both of them would be taken from us at the same time.
Death is sad. Let's move on to questions.
Questions.
Lindsay, what quints did you get when we got some quints promo?
I got sheets.
Me too.
I got beautiful sheets. Beautiful sheets.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the quints ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow. That's so nice to hear, because Quince offers free shipping and 365-day returns. And that's part of one of their many offerings, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
Oh, yeah. You're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to... Washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Not from Quince. Normally. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/who.
Hi, Who Weekly. Long time, medium time. So I'm a big Jane the Virgin fan, but can we talk about Gina Rodriguez thinking she could get away with saying the N-word on Instagram? She has since deleted the Insta story, but like, come on, Gina. Like, what are you thinking? Let's discuss. Okay. Women don't belong in balloons. Crunch, crunch. XOXO.
Another social media crime posted by Gina Rodriguez, who has a history of this bullshit.
And who is very cuspy. We talk about her as like almost them frequently.
I think she is a them, to be honest, with
this
attention. Yeah, like the way that this got covered, I'm like them. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, because we've
You want her to be good. Jane the Virgin is a good show. She does mostly good work. She is an advocate for, you know, Latinx actresses and actors getting work and being in things, which is great.
Getting paid well. Yeah.
Somehow she always steps on herself because she will say things that negate other people as she, you know, raises her own platform, which is not great. And I don't know what's going on here. Like, she literally posted this directly to her own media. It's not like somebody caught her, which is so strange to me.
Yeah.
Was this supposed to be on you know, Close Friends Only? Was this supposed to be for the Finsta? What happened here? This is a social media crime. I don't really care to figure it out.
She was singing along to a Fuji song that included the N-word, but she did not include a beat of silence when the N-word appeared, which is what one should typically do.
There's also plenty of parts of that song that she was singing that don't include the N-word that she could have, you know, said, sang, enjoyed to prove that she liked the song. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy to me that you would. I really don't understand, like, what is in her brain. Yeah.
I really don't understand what Gina Rodriguez Los Cicero was thinking. But
is that her husband?
So she was. What was she singing? Was she singing Ready or Not? She was, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The whole chorus is available to you. We're not really actually talking about it for that reason. I think what I found interesting was what happened after, way more interesting, was that
she apologizes twice.
First time is such a huge fail that it's honestly unbelievable to think that it happened.
If you would like to picture the first apology, there's a video on TMZ with the headline, Helen Hunt car flipped in scary wreck, and sort of a nice visualization of Gina Rodriguez Los Cicero's first attempt at apologizing for saying the N-word in an Instagram video.
It is such a car wreck. Actually, we'll play it here, but my impression of it is this. I'm sorry that you were offended by me saying the N-word. I love the Fugees. They're my favorite band. Sorry, I can't sing my favorite band freely on my Instagram. It is
Let me play it here just so we can talk about it directly.
It's deranged.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I just wanted to reach out and apologize. I am sorry if I offended anyone by singing along to the Fugees, to a song I love that I grew up on. I love Lauryn Hill. And I really am sorry if I offended you.
First of all, bad angle.
The offending video had a better angle than the apology video.
Yeah, it was
video.
Straight on. She's filming from the bottom. She's in some sort of terrible wig, which I feel like I'm allowed to say to someone who has just done something like this. And she's performing like she's at an audition for a role she doesn't really want, you know?
And she's not going to get.
There's no passion behind what she's saying. Even her facial expression is like over it, tired. You can sense this sort of like she's offended by the fact that people have been telling her to apologize. You know, all of that is extremely palpable in this video. So because of that, she apologized again, but using her words with a Notes app screenshot,
which is what she should have done in the first place. AKA, here's what her PR person wrote for her to post. She deleted the first one, though.
It's gone. But, you know, nothing's ever really deleted. So she wrote, in song or in real life, the words that I spoke should not have been spoken. I grew up loving the Fugees and Lauryn Hill. I thoughtlessly sang along to the lyrics of a favorite song. And even worse, I posted it. True. Good. I'm glad you recognize that. The word I sang carries with it a legacy of hurt and pain that I cannot even imagine. Whatever consequences I face for my actions today, none will be more hurtful than the personal remorse I feel. Watching my own video playing back at me has shaken me to my core. It is humiliating that this has to be a public lesson, but it is indeed a much deserved lesson. I feel so deeply protective and responsible to the community of color, but I have let this community down. I have some serious learning and growing to do, and I am so deeply sorry for the pain I have caused. There she is.
Gina's canceled.
Gina's canceled. No, but this has happened before.
Like, yeah, you referenced before.
So whenever you Google, when you go to the cut right now, I thought this was really funny. When you go to the cut right now, the fourth most viewed story on the cut is unpacking the Gina Rodriguez controversy. But guess what? That's the old controversy. That's not even the new controversy.
That's
people are clicking it thinking
January.
It's the new one. It's the January one.
It's from January.
When she was sort of saying all the wrong things about representation and pay. And
she was interrupting people. She was left and right.
She was accused of being, quote, anti-black. And then she was like, don't call me anti-black. That's like saying I'm anti-family. Crying on Sway's show. Like, people have been mad at her for a
have
long
been mad.
Time.
This does not surprise anyone, which is even more upsetting because it's like there's so much more than just singing along to your quote unquote favorite song here. You know, there's a fundamental disconnect between in her brain what she thinks she's doing. So yeah. it's like this apology is even less valid, even though it never felt valid in the first place, because it's coming from such a clearly mm-hmm. a place of dishonesty. But yeah.
She's an idiot for doing like
she's an
you
idiot.
Know,
yeah.
Whatever like the larger implications of like what that means for who she is are, which I feel like aren't even worth speculating at this point. Like she's telling us who she is. She's dumb. You should know better than to number one, film that, but number two, to post it on your Instagram. And then number
like
three,
she's been given a lot of times to repent. You know, she's been giving a lot of chances. People forget super easily, you know, and only some people remember.
Yes.
And you just keep
this
on.
This just happened to her. Yeah. You know,
to post it to your own Instagram. Like, I'd be one thing if it was like she was caught or recorded by someone else mm-hmm. or da da da, which is like that's still bad. But this is like flaunting. You know, this.
Well, this just points out like in addition to like her own like racial insensitivity, this points out like her ignorance and her stupidity.
Yeah.
For doing this once again. The other thing that I will say is that how many jobs have we had? Just you, me, all of you, all of us, that included some sort of, you know, sexual harassment training course, like mm-hmm. these mandatory courses that you have to take where you're like, oh, I got to spend, you know, half a day watching a PowerPoint answering questions. Mm-hmm. Why are people in, I don't know, the Screen Actors Guild not required to take a mandatory yearly refresher course on apologies? You know, it should be part of being a celebrity. It should be even acting.
Well, they pay for, you know, for people to do the apologies for them. They pay for
the
these
crisis
people.
Management PR.
I know. Yeah. And you imagine being Gina's person. You're seeing this a first apology and you're like, no,
they should like SAG members have to, you know, meet up in some ugly ass conference room in a convention center in San Antonio, Texas, once a year, fill the room and discuss apologies. It's like how doctors have to like refresh like their doctor skills every year. Like they have to learn about new stuff.
I just,
you know?
I honestly just don't think at this point seeing her do this again and again, then any apology is going to make any difference for yeah. her. Like her saying these words, like quote unquote apologizing is, it's not clicking. Something's not clicking.
I'm sorry you were offended. Is the worst.
Oh, I'm sorry if you were offended. Mm-hmm. That is the number one rule. I mean, how to apologize and what you did are two very, very separate things in this mm-hmm. case, I would
yeah.
say.
Yeah, like, yeah, no,
Because there are things that you can genuinely apologize for and then apologize poorly for. And then mm-hmm. there are things that it seems like you're not even sorry for or don't really understand why they're a bad thing. And you're just mm-hmm. like fake apologizing. Then you apologize like this.
We talk about apologies
well.
So much on
Constantly.
This podcast, but it just keeps happening.
It's fascinating, though.
And it's always surprising that us, our stupid podcast, all these people are noticing how bad celebrities are at apologizing, and broadly, they're not getting better at it. You know? It blows my mind.
No.
Okay. Next call.
Can we talk about these insane Pokemon Go ads that celebrities are doing? I just saw one with Tyra Banks that, like, obviously Tyra Banks does not play Pokemon Go. Like, she didn't even spell Ninetales right in this ad. Jenna Fischer did one, Marina Baccarin did one, and Marina Baccarin does not play Pokemon Go. Are these Hooey or Themmy? Is Pokemon Go with them still in 2019? Crunch, crunch.
Before we like go in on this, I just want to say, Pokemon, if you're out there, we would love to do this ad. It seems like you really don't have, you're just across the board here. I don't see any podcasters on this spread of pseudo celebs and celebs that you have with their Pokemon lookalikes. Bobby and I could totally kill this campaign, and now we'll do it. Now we can start. I mean, just the spread of celebrities they chose for this is amazing, because what I love about this is you can totally just see the board meeting in which the marketing company presented who they were going to go after. And it's mm-hmm. like, we've got this guy from YouTube. We've got this girl from mm-hmm. soccer. We've got this young person. We've got Keke Palmer. We've got Zach Braff for the millennials. We've got Jenna Fischer for Office fans.
For Office heads. But kids for all of these. Office. And something that you always have to remember when there are these sort of like blanketing social media campaigns with celebrities is that for every celebrity who actually completed the spawn, there are probably 3 or 4 who were also on the list who either said no or couldn't afford. So. Like these advertising people had to come with many, many tiers of celebrities. And so these are the ones that ended up taking
no? it. Who said no before the guy from This Is Us, the boyfriend from This Is Us?
Milo said yes. And Chrissy Metz said no first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Each of those has that sort of
Can I just
equivalent.
Say, I find it very hard to think that Chrissy Metz said no. To this.
I could see her saying no to this. I could see her being like, I don't play Pokemon. I don't want to be inauthentic, blah, blah, blah. You know who absolutely said no?
Who?
Sterling K. Brown said no. Sterling K. Brown was like,
well,
no.
Well, he said no. He said no, but he wasn't asked first. Let's say that.
Mandy Moore said, Mandy Moore consulted with her agent and the agent was like, no. And like the agent did the little thing across the throat like, uh-uh.
No.
Mandy, no. I know your impulse is yes, but no. You got a single
to promote.
I think
Chrissy said yes, but then decided to be nice and give it to Chris.
Oh yeah, Chris Sullivan.
They're like, we can't do two This Is Us people. Although they did do 2 Stranger Things people, but that's because I think Pokemon Go is for children.
Yeah, they're
and they're it's ideal.
It's not for Tyra Banks. And she spelled her Pokemon wrong.
She did. She spelled the Pokemon name
wrong. Ninetales is definitely working it with that fan tail and neck for days.
Who are your favorites? My favorite is Neo, because that's totally random. And Morena Baccarin from
the caller mentioned that.
From Homeland. Like Gotham fame or whatever.
Homeland and Gotham fame.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, both.
That's the most random one, aside from, honestly, Zach Braff and...
And honestly, Jordan Sparks. I like Jordans because I believe Jordan. And I believe that Kiki Palmer has at least played Pokemon Go, you know?
Sure.
Chris Sullivan took this photo in his agent's office. You know, like, there's nothing real about this.
That's true. They're like, sit on that couch and we'll do the rest. Just, we'll take a photo and we'll do the rest.
Victoria Justice, where is she? Is this a golf course? What is this?
Is this a golf course?
Tyra Banks says, I like, because they're trying to kind of match her to the Pokemon, you know?
Okay, but she spelled the name wrong.
Yeah, I know, but at least she's wearing yellow.
The funniest thing is that for Victoria Justice's, her Pokemon is this Pokemon called, is called a Milotic or something. Milotic. Mm-hmm. And one of the replies is, you're telling me Victoria Justice walked a Phoebus for 20 kilometers? I think not. Because apparently to get this Pokemon, you have to catch a Phoebus. And then you have to walk it for 20 kilometers. I love Pokemon Go so much.
When the fans
I don't play
actually
anymore.
Come through, when the gamers find it.
But it is wild that you have to keep your app open and walk like 20 kilometers to get certain characters. Victoria Justice certainly did not do that.
But I'm going to answer one of the caller's questions, which was about like, why are celebrities doing this? Like, why do they hire these celebrities? And this is maybe something that's more of a Josh question, but I feel like I can speak for him because he's complained about this enough.
Why is it more of a Josh question?
Because
of Pokemon? Because
I think this is emblematic of like Nintendo / like Pokemon's problem in general, which is that they're always a little bit behind the time. They're a little bit behind the curve, which explains like why they're picking these celebrities and why they're doing this now. You've got people who probably aren't all that like in tune with what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. They're really bad at like making things cross-platform and compatible. Like, why doesn't Pokemon... Like, it took them forever to make Pokemon Go, right? Like, it took them forever to make this app when they should have gotten in the app world so much earlier.
And it's hugely successful.
Yes. But it takes them a little longer to do everything, so it doesn't surprise me that their, like, perception of celebrity is a little off base. Mm-hmm. They finally made a Mario Kart for iOS. Everything about it is so overly complicated. They don't understand that things should be simple. Like, literally, Pokemon, just call Rita Ora, she'll do your ad, you'll be done. You don't have to call Victoria Justice and Tyra Banks.
If somebody out there has the original list of pitch celebrities for this, just like, I want it. I want
to
know.
What's Rita up to at gmail.com?
I want to know who said yes, who said no, but I also just want to know who you guys went after, because it feels like some of these are trickle down, but I want to know who, and some were first choice. But to me, it's like kind of a win-win to say yes to a Pokemon ad. I don't think that there's anyone who couldn't get away with this. Like, even like, we're all like, lol, but even Zach Braff, like, it is funny. It's like unexpected and hilarious, and he knows it, and it's not a bad idea to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's a completely inoffensive piece of spine.
To align yourself with Pokemon is like extremely unharmful. It's like
aligning yourself with like seltzer, you know?
Yeah.
Like seltzer brand.
Or Sesame Street. You know, it's like, who doesn't love Sesame Street, right? So
It is the opposite, like, of aligning yourself with, like, a fit tummy tea or, like, a fit tummy gummy or something, you know?
I mean, literally, yes. Or, like, you know, any
or
type of
predatory loan company. Yeah. Just align yourself. So, I understand the impulse to say yes, but it's also a little humiliating. Like, it's a little humiliating, but so is all spawn.
I mean, all spawn is inherently humiliating. Listen to us do the ads, but I do think that if you look at it from the angle like, oh, they got paid for this, it's like hilarious. It's great, you know? I mean, shout out to Neo. I haven't seen him do an ad in a while. Like, that's amazing.
Eugene Lee Yang got an ad for this. Catherine Newton got an ad for this.
She was in the movie, though.
Well, she was in the movie with Psyduck. Yeah, that's cute. Psyduck.
And so did the other guy from the movie. I like Catherine Newton, too. And Justice, what's his last name? Justice Smith. He was so good in the movie.
Yeah, he really was. That's a good movie.
Well, let's...
next call.
Hey, Who Weekly. Long time. So it's getting around that time of year where people are starting to think about Halloween costumes. And I just want to get your guys' take on what are going to be the Vemmy pop culture costumes of 2019. I mean, obviously we have J-Lo from Hustlers in the, like, fur coat when she's on the roof. I think that'll be a big one. I don't know, like Pennywise, is that going to be a thing? I don't know. Let me know. Love you. Bye.
I'm going to be Nicole Kidman as Gretchen Carlson in that one still from the trailer for Bombshell.
So you found... So
holding two bags. I mean, holding two bags going... Wah.
You act
and people
like
are
you...
Who are you?
You act like
I'm going to pull out my phone and be like, I'm this particular screen grab
Bobby
from trailer
like
two
had,
of Bombshell.
Bobby's act like he's had this costume figured out for weeks as he just told me, oh, you have your... Oh, I have mine. It's
no, I
literally
actually do have
from
a real,
yesterday.
Do you know what my real costume is?
No, what?
I told you about this last year because I put a reminder in my phone in like November 2018 for October 1st, 2019.
To remind you to do this. What is it?
Cube Smart. I'm going to be one Cube Smart on Atlantic Avenue. Josh is going to be another Cube Smart on Atlantic Avenue. But like they're going to be different colors.
I don't get it. Because
they're slightly different. The Cube Smarts on Atlantic Avenue are just, they're right next to each other, but they look a little different.
They're just,
I'm gonna,
you're going
like,
to be a storage
two cardboard
container?
Boxes. The two Cube Smarts on Atlantic Avenue. Lindsay, it's a really funny costume.
It's I don't get it.
You're supposed to laugh. Fine, then I'm going to be Nicole Kidman as Gretchen
that's
Carlson in
funnier.
That one
no
still
offense,
from the Bombshell trailer,
funnier.
Too.
And also, you know how I feel about a couple costumes. I don't get the first one, but I think the second one is funny. The second one ties into our show.
What are you going to be?
I don't have a costume. I just told you that. That's why
I
needed this call.
Think on your heels. Think on your toes.
I have an orange wig from last year. Can I do anything with fucking that?
The alley wig?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying
you
to
could
buy
be Siobhan.
Wigs.
You could be Shiv from Succession.
I don't even watch it.
You're just behind.
Could I be midway through season one of Succession? Is there a joke like that
like,
I could
I don't
be
remember
that?
Shiv's hair being that color orange.
I'm not going to be Shiv from Succession. That is so fucking insular and stupid.
Be drag Shiv. I'm drag Shiv.
I'd have to be in. I'm not in drag though.
Do like extreme contouring, like when Lala dresses up as a drag queen.
Ugh, I just don't feel like I want to do
drag shift
that. I don't know if I
just be Allie again. Just be Allie Mane again.
I don't want to be Allie Mane again. This is not like when your mom buys a zombie mask and dresses up as a zombie every year.
Oh, be something scary.
The mask.
Be Florence Pugh's sister at the beginning of Midsommar. Tube in the throat, vomit on the shirt.
That's so fucked up.
Absolutely disgusting.
But hey, speaking of Midsommar, that is going to be a big costume, I think. Because
oh, yeah. The flowers,
girls want to wear flowers and look like cult followers.
Girls want to wear flowers.
I do like the J-Lo one, but I think my version of that costume would be I would be Constance Wu in the fur coat. So I would just have a fur coat over my head. Like I'd be in the fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, right?
Yes.
Like, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'm going to be Viola Davis in Widows just because I want to hold a dog. And then throughout a party being like, can I put my dog down?
That's pretty funny.
Can I put my dog down?
Your costumes always have an unnecessary movement that it has to happen for people to get it, which is not kind of the point of a costume. I have to say, no offense, but like, you know what I mean?
You don't like my Cube Smart idea. I thought that was the... What if I'm a Bon Appetit something? What if I'm Chris Morocco
that
and I dye my hair and
good.
I get an apron?
That's good.
And I put a little timer on my apron, that's and I good. Say, I'm Chris Morocco.
See, that's a Brooklyn costume right there.
Oh, even more of a freak than I already was. We also have to think
about where you're going for Halloween and how it will be.
DJ Louie's party.
Right. So, but the theme is dead divas. So I'm kind of like,
dead Chris Morocco.
That's rude because he's a real person who's alive.
No, I know, but it's Halloween. You know what you should go
as? You should go as dead Bon Appetit personality. That is fucking hilarious. Just mash them all up.
Just a
random. Mash them all up. No, just mash them all up. Get an apron, wear your merch, you know, find some memes from those videos and pull them out into your costume and then be dead.
Why can't I just be dead Chris Morocco?
I mean, you can, but I think it's funny. It's more broad.
I don't have the arms to be dead Andy.
I'm just saying it's broader to be dead Bon Appetit.
Although I guess he would have atrophied in the casket, so I could be Andy
and then
dead.
You could make like a funny video of you doing a fake Bon Appetit video, but you're dead.
Well, I'm not doing a video.
But it'd be funny if you did.
What if I carry around like the YouTube frame?
No.
And you see the Bon Appetit channel, but it's like, but I have like a fake name for the video that's like, dead chef makes chicken cordon bleu or something.
I mean,
something.
That's funny, but then you have to carry around a piece of cardboard. See, this
yeah,
is the thing.
Yeah, but that's funny.
You
I have a big
make
sign.
It
Remember?
Complicated.
Yeah. Big signs are funny, though, that you carry around.
I know, but they're not great for parties.
Like, remember when Lala was, God to mention Lala again, remember when Lala was the Renee Zellweger before and after?
Yeah, that was incredible.
An incredible costume.
The final Halloween, R-O-R-I-P, R-O-P.
R-O-T, rest over there. Hustlers is going to be huge. Midsommar is going to be huge.
What are other big ones from this year that... I guess it's, is it all movies?
Everyone is going to be dressing up as Tracy Letts in Little Women. Absolutely.
Tracy Letts, it's not even out yet.
Everyone.
Oh, you should be Gloria and Gloria.
Oh, I could be Gloria.
I have the wig. I should be Gloria and Gloria.
You need like a green dress.
I just need a green dress and I need depressed eyes. I have those.
You need like big glasses?
I have
you can get those.
I could get those. I need like granny glasses kind of. I'm Gloria in Gloria.
Why am I not Gloria?
You could be Gloria and Gloria. Do you want to do drag?
I don't really want to do drag. Yeah. I look weird in drag.
You did drag last year.
Yeah, and it was very weird. I looked crazy. I'm not good at drag.
I think you should be dead Bon Appetit personality. That to me is extremely funny. I just think it's funny. But what else?
There's going to be a lot of Succession costumes. I feel
That's
it.
It's so dull. Only in Brooklyn.
It's extremely dull. Like the caller said, there's going to be a lot of Pennywise.
A lot of
Absolutely.
Pennywise. Sexy Pennywise.
Sexy Pennywise is going to be all over the place.
Sexy Pennywise. What else happened this year that you could be? Maybe a lot of president stuff, like Marion Williamson's. A lot of Marion Williamson's, maybe.
Oh, God, you're right.
Like a lot of
you're
political
right.
costumes, quite possibly. Oh, there's going to be so much Euphoria face by old people trying to be young. Like Euphoria makeup and Euphoria costumes. Yeah. It's always movies and TV.
The best costume that I've seen so far this year, it's not even Halloween, were by two new Whos that we've never talked about, Avon Jogia and Cleopatra Coleman. They yeah. dressed up at the premiere of Zombieland Double Tap, which I saw a funny tweet by Joe Reed that was like, is Zombieland 2 the most non-existent movie entirely starring Oscar nominees?
10 years to make.
When, like, is the movie out? I don't even know.
It is,
I don't
but
know.
Remember how badly they wanted to make this sequel and now...
And now it's, what, 10 years later? And everyone's like, what? Abigail Breslin's like, I'm back.
Did they do any promotion for it? Like, I don't really understand.
I didn't see anything. I've never seen a trailer for it. And I was like, maybe Emma Stone isn't actually in it, but she's actually in it.
So
maybe Woody Harrelson isn't in it. I guess he did SNL for it.
So everyone's in it, and yet I've never seen a trailer for it?
But this guy who's in it, Avon, is he and his girlfriend Cleopatra Coleman went to the premiere... And on the red carpet, they dressed as Billy Bob and Angelina Jolie when they dressed up for the Gone in 60 Seconds carpet in 1999. It's an incredible costume.
That's a good couple's
it's
costume.
Such a good costume.
That's a good couple's costume.
Very few good couple's costume.
Very
That's a good one.
Few.
So I feel like it'll be tough to beat that costume this year.
it'll be tough to beat that costume with a reference from a million years ago this year. Mm-hmm. Yes, it will be. I mean, it's also just funny to... They dressed up for like Halloween on the Zombieland carpet.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a cute idea. Who is she again? She was on Last Man Standing.
She was on Last Man on Earth.
Last Man on Earth.
And because she is Australian, she was also in, guess what, Neighbors with a U. Of course, she was in Neighbors with a U.
Right. They let her keep her Australian accent in Last Man on Earth too. She's funny in that. And her, and that's her boyfriend, and he used to date Zoe Deutsch for like 5 years.
Zoe Deutsch for a long, long, long time.
He's an actor.
He's an actor. He's a poet. He's sure. They haven't really been in anything huge yet. And that's it about costumes. I guess I'm gonna do Dead Bon Appetit person. God damn it. That's good.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to ruin your... No, I did. I did want to ruin it because I didn't think it was funny. But I still think that what my... It's funny. It's funny.
I might just be dead Chris. It's easy. Just be dead Chris.
What I'm just saying to you is if you say I'm dead Chris Morocco, everyone's going to be like, what? But if you say I'm dead Bon Appetit YouTube personality, that's like funny.
But I will... But you could be Chris. Most of my signifiers will be Chris. Like true heads will know I'm Chris.
True heads will say you're Chris because you look like Chris. But...
Exactly.
And then we'll
I need to find someone who matches my body
and we'll
type.
Send it to Chris.
But we don't know Chris. Mm,
we know Chris. I know Chris.
We'll tweet at Chris.
No, I'm going to send it
He'll
to
He'll be like, freaky.
I can get it to Chris.
Lunatic.
Right, because imagine if someone did that to us. Mm-hmm. We would be like, block. Just kidding. We'd be like, we'd block, send back, block, we'd block, send block, back block, the block, face block, that block, was block. Like, ah, with the sweat. Emoji, one sweat.
Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner, and dancing, courtesy of Lala. Did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking. And it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter. And nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm gonna have people over and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Okay, we're going to play a game of... Who are them?
Hi, Who Weekly. My name is Scarlett. I am a long time and long time Patreon subscriber from the UK. And I was just wondering if my dad, Richard Curtis, is a who or a them. It's something that has really been on my mind for a while now. And you occasionally mention him in episodes, which makes me think he's a who, which I'd be much happier with. So, yes, please let me know. I feel like I'm doing one of those TikTok videos where people pretend to be related to vaguely famous people. But I'm not. He's my actual dad, and I love your podcast. Okay, bye.
You better believe we're playing that call. Are you kidding? Keep calling. Call every week.
Oh, my.
Put your dad on the line.
Does your dad know about us? Does Richard Curtis know about us?
If he does, I will. Lose it. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3.
Them. But are we kidding ourselves here? Or are we being just like, he's a them to us?
I think.
He's one of Bobby's favorite.
Here's the thing. It's complicated because he's one of those people who definitely gets from the guy who brought you Love Actually, like from the guy who brought you Four Weddings and from the writer of, like, he's a them. He's a resume them. But sure. I feel like maybe he's a name who. Everything he's made is a them. Yeah. And everything he's made stars them.
I got to say, Scarlett, who called in, is also a who. And I mean that.
Scarlett,
I
did not know you listened
way.
When I was raving about how good Yesterday is earlier this year. I just genuinely loved Yesterday. Tell him that I loved it.
You did, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
You were like, was it really good? And I was like, yes, it was great.
Yeah. But I watched it and I thought it was fine.
Kate McKinnon's terrible in it.
Why
but
isn't there Coke also?
Lindsay, it's about how like these weird little things are missing. So it's just to show that like other things, like there aren't cigarettes either.
I know. Why isn't there cigarettes?
But that is the genius of Richard Curtis sci-fi. Let go. It all goes back to About Time too. He knows that
About Time is brilliant.
It's amazing.
Brilliant.
He knows that it's a waste of energy to try to explain these sorts of fantasies because they don't, like, especially these sort of paradoxes don't make any sense. So, why even bother trying to explain why there's no cigarettes?
But that is why a Richard Curtis rom-com is so clean, because he doesn't get bogged down by the science.
Exactly.
Because once you slightly open the door to try to explain the science behind whatever bullshit, you fuck it up. Keep that door shut, Richard Curtis.
Once you try to Christopher Nolanize something, you're done.
You're
finished. Christopher Nolan, Richard Curtis, Richard Curtis, better.
Well, duh. I mean, Richard Curtis, is...
Tell your dad he's better than Christopher Nolan. Hi, Richard. You're better than Christopher Nolan. He's like, what?
Oh, my God. Please. In my mind, I hear her playing this for her dad. And I'm just...
Hearing that call again has, stirred something within me.
Well, he's, he's one of the greats, so your dad rules, and you should be...
He's one of the greats, but he's a who, I think, yeah. That's fine. We always say it's not a value judgment.
And
he's one of the all-time greats.
You're a who, too. She's written 2 bestsellers. She's up there, too.
2 who's in the family.
It runs in the family. It's
genetic. Who runs in the family.
Okay.
Next call.
LL Cool J. Who are them? Good form, Bella's born.
Come on. 1, 2, 3.
Them. Come on. Come on. Them. Hey, come on.
Is this one of those things where Generation Z doesn't know who he is?
Come on.
He's still around.
Also, with a name like that, ladies love Cool J.
That'll never go away.
I know. Okay, let's keep going.
Hi, Who Weekly, second time caller, long time listener. I just watched the Breaking Bad movie, and my question is, Aaron Paul, who or them? Let me know. Women don't belong in balloons. Love you, bye.
I couldn't give less of a shit about the Breaking Bad movie.
The Breaking Bad movie.
Ugh.
The Breaking Bad movie.
And I watched Breaking Bad, but you couldn't pay me enough money to watch the Breaking Bad
movie.
What's
it called? El Camino? I'm like, excuse you, what? Not that I ever watched Breaking Bad, but I'm like, you got to do a little more if you're going to try to get... I mean, I'm not the audience, but...
Clearly.
What the hell is this?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Them.
Who? You think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think his name is too weird.
I think... Aaron Paul, he has two...
It's two first names.
I think he crossed over. I think this...
When he was the second lead vocalist on Breaking Bad, so...
But now he's the star.
I think when Westworld comes back and it's completely reworked and it's he's
cuspy.
Westworld daddy.
People love him. They
I feel like I love him. I've never even seen Breaking Bad, and I'm like, oh, I love you.
But that's why I'm saying he's a them. I'm telling you, I think he crossed.
I'm being ignorant.
He's crossing Jordan. He crossed.
He's crossing Delancey.
Delancey.
Is that what happens whenever you become a them? You're crossing Delancey?
Your reference was better than mine, but I thought crossing Jordan was pretty funny.
Crossing Jordan is good.
Okay.
Who was in that?
Her face? And what's her... It's about a Boston...
It's not Juliana Margulies.
No,
It's Mina Kanakarides. No, it's the other one.
No! Mina Kanakarides. What the fuck? Her name is Jill Hennessy.
Jill Hennessy. Melina Kanakarides.
Okay.
She was Providence.
It's Jill Hennessy, and she's a fucking dead person examiner in Boston. Okay?
me coming up with the new game show, and it's just like, come to the Bell House and let's play a game of Melina Kanakarides, Jill Hennessy, or Amy Brenneman.
Okay, we actually do need to write that game for the show.
That's a fun game.
Okay.
Melina Kanakarides, Jill Hennessy, or Amy Brenneman. We just saw photos of them. Okay.
Yeah. And it's is she the dead person examiner? Is she the coroner? Is she the detective? Is she the cop?
Okay. Or did she cross
Jordan?
Delancey.
Okay.
Oh, no, she crossed Jordan.
She crossed
Jordan. Who crossed Delancey? That was a completely different woman with curly hair.
Crossing Jordan was because her name was Jordan, I think.
Yeah, I know, but it was. It was. But then there was Crossing Delancey.
That's a street.
Which was, yes. But
a great movie.
That was starring, what's her name?
Another woman with curly hair.
Exactly. She looks like Fran Drescher, but she's not. Amy Irving.
Amy Irving. Crossing Delancey.
God.
Incredible film.
It's really good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We got finished with that. Next person.
Shout out to Lena Dunham, who maybe still listens to the podcast, for introducing me to Crossing Delancey. I have to give her full credit. Not personally, like, she talked about it and I watched.
Susan Lucci, who are them? Crunch, crunch.
One, two, three.
Them.
Has she done anything else but All My Children? No.
No, but she's kind of the, like, the representation of a soap star,
soap opera,
if you think of,
yes,
like, a name of a soap star, right?
Let's put it this way. Susan Lucci would get a 12 to 15 minute segment in an episode of I Love the 90s, you know? Like,
Susan Lucci, she didn't win the Emmy, and then she finally won the Emmy.
Susan Lucci losing was a huge 90s cultural narrative.
Yeah.
You know, like, we were obsessed with Susan Lucci losing the Emmy. And then when she finally won, everyone was like, we're so happy. And
why
then we stopped talking
Susan
about
Susan
Lucci.
Lucci being in, like, a Ryan Murphy project? Or is she coming to one? Am I thinking that because I already saw one? But, like, don't you feel like she's the primo Ryan Murphy person, you know?
She's extremely camp. Yes, you're right. She's extremely camp. Right? She should be in a Ryan Murphy thing.
I mean, she seems like primo.
She was a voice in Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh, incredible.
She was in an episode of Difficult People, which makes as much sense as her being
That's
in a Ryan Murphy
what
show.
I'm
so
saying. Okay.
Okie dokie. How many times was she nominated before she won? Can you answer that question?
It has to be ridiculous. 10? 15? 20?
18 times.
Fuck.
She was nominated 18 times before winning in 1999.
Incredible.
18 times. From the years 1978 to 1998, she was nominated 18 times. All of those are for All My Children. Susan Lucci.
Okay, moving on.
Won an Emmy.
Hi, Lindsay Bobby. Is Frank Ocean a who or a them? Women don't belong in balloons. Me and Greece. Crunch, crunch.
One, two, three.
Them. Moving on.
Come on.
Get out of here.
He was two of the top 10 Pitchfork albums of the decade,
and
which
kids,
makes sense.
Kids love him, and adults respect
kids.
Him.
And vice versa. What is the, from a Yuga Mail? And vice versa. Okay, next one.
Hi, Her Weekly. Watching Secretary. Is Jeremy Davies a who or a them? I just had a little bit of a crisis because I can't believe that I went, like, my whole high school career not needing to ascribe an actor to this guy, the Peter guy in Secretary. So did he happen and I just missed it? Thank you. Good form, Bella Thorne, ScarJo, Yummy Pup. I was in The Mummy.
One, two, three.
Who?
Peak character actor who?
Truly.
No one knows what this guy's name is. No one's been more that guy than Jeremy Davies.
Truly.
Jeremy Davies
Bobby
is like
just had
one
to be
of our
like
biggest
the guy
that guys.
From Lost to me. And I was like, the guy from... Because there are so many that guy from Losts, you know, if you think about
You're right.
it.
You're right.
So
that
I
was
had
a bad...
to. I had to be like, the what from who? Anyways... Yeah.
No one's a bigger that guy than Jeremy Davies.
That guy.
Jeremy Davies is good. He's just a reliable character actor. He's in everything, literally everything, including Lost, which is a good show, and one of my actual favorite movies, Ravenous.
What? Okay. I've never seen it.
Ravenous is a really, 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 really funny and good.
I believe you.
I might watch it tonight.
I
was trying to think
it.
Of a good horror movie to watch tonight, and Ravenous, I haven't watched it in a couple years. Hmm. Really good music. Incredible music.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
You would love Ravenous.
Would I? Okay.
You would love Ravenous.
Okay.
Okay. Next call.
Shangela, who or them?
Me and Greece.
Oof. This is actually tough. One, two, three. Who?
But like drag race them.
I hate doing that, but definitely a drag race them. But I don't think
not
Shangela
crossed over.
Is.
No, we talked about so. This. Like the only like drag thems are like RuPaul. You know, like it's tough because within the world of drag, Shangela is like maybe the number one or two personalities. You know, aside from Ru and Michelle Visage, who's not even drag. You know, like
yeah.
But outside, I don't know. She hasn't really crossed over into like mainstream culture, even though she wasn't A Star Is Born, which she was great in that. But
she was. Okay, we're done for the day. Thank you for listening to Who's There, our weekly call-in show. If you want to be on an upcoming episode, just call 619 WHO THEM, and we might play your call, question, comment, or concern on a future episode. Have a great weekend. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Support our Patreon like Scarlett Curtis. Patreon.com/WhoWeekly. We will see you on Tuesday with an all-new episode. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Lindsay, Bobby, I just heard a radio ad for Martina McBride advertising Eggland's Best Eggs. This was like a full 30-second spot. I don't know what to say.